With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The shooting down of two U.S. military aircraft by Iran is challenging President Trump's claim that the country has been, in his words, completely decimated. Some analysts expect the attacks may have been from shoulder-fired rockets. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a federal judge halting the Trump administration's efforts to make sure colleges are considering race in admissions.
A federal judge in Boston has granted the preliminary injunction in the Trump administration's efforts to collect data to make sure that colleges and universities are not considering race when admitting students. Judge F. Dennis Saylor IV says the federal government likely has the authority to collect the data, but that the demand was rolled out to universities in a rushed and chaotic manner. The Education Department has defended the effort, saying taxpayers deserve transparency on how money is spent at institutions that receive federal funding. I'm Donna Warder.
The White House is touting the March jobs report that showed the economy added 178,000 new jobs in March, nearly triple the number economists had been predicting. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
President Trump posted on X, quote, "My economic policies have created an enormously powerful engine of economic growth, and nothing can slow it down," unquote. His post continued, "Factory construction jobs are soaring as a result of the rapid onshoring and surging investment that tariffs have generated. All the while, the trade deficit has shrunk by 52% in a year."
That is Ron Taylor reporting. The economic fallout from the ongoing war is driving up the cost of buying a home for many Americans. Mortgage rates, which had been trending lower heading into this year, have been rising as the conflict stokes inflationary fears. That threatens to put a damper on home sales during what's traditionally the busiest time of the year. This is SRN News. There's a new study out on people who go to church. Michael Harrington has more details.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people aged 18 to 24 are ordering those medications at a much higher rate than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements in the process. This is SRN News. More details now about President Trump's annual budget proposal.
A $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's the largest of its kind in decades. The president had indicated, even before the war against Iran, that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a roadmap to Congress, which handles spending issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. The rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter of a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's fourth quarter flurry came after Coach Jason Kidd was ejected. More at SRNnews.com.